Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the Money Pit Top Products Podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler. You know, when it comes to remodeling projects, tools make the job go smoothly. But if those tools aren't designed and powered well, that work slows to a halt just as fast. Power tool manufacturer Porter Cable is out with a new line of tools that runs on a 20-volt platform that DIYers and pros alike will really appreciate. Here to tell us more is Mike Pfeiffer, a product manager from Porter Cable. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. So you've got a new line of products that's running on a 20-volt platform. I know that you do a lot of research with pros, DIYers, the tradesmen that are out there. What are they telling you based on today's economy that they're looking for in a power tool?
Well, that's a great question, Tom. What we've seen from the users at this standpoint is they're looking for a lithium-only platform, a platform that gives them high-end performance, compact and lightweight, and a product that has lots of features that they need, nothing more, nothing less, just the right tool to get the job done.
Are they tired of having multiple battery platforms, multiple battery types, multiple battery chargers, and looking for a single, reliable, trusted platform to invest in moving forward?
Absolutely, yeah. The guys that are out there these days are working harder to get more work. They don't have quite as many jobs as they might used to. So if they can consolidate to one platform, it definitely gives them advantage of having batteries always at the ready. So when they get a job, they can get out on it and they can get working.
All right. You guys have addressed that with this 20-volt line. So let's talk about that. What's different about this lithium line of 20-volt tools as a platform, and why are you finding that the tradesmen are so interested in it?
Well, like I said earlier, Tom, it's a great platform because it's a lithium-only platform. We have an 18-volt platform that is both backwards and forwards compatible with both lithium and NiCad. By switching to an all-lithium platform, we can actually pull the electronics out of the batteries. We can put them into the tools so we can get better performance out of these tools, and we can also cut down the cost of these batteries as well for the users.
So explain to me what that means when you say you take the electronics out of the battery. How were batteries constructed and used with the old platforms?
Well, because batteries had to be able to interface with a bunch of different tools, different chargers, things like that, you couldn't rely on a uniform battery. So what we had to do is you had to have electronics so that the tool and the battery could then interface properly together. By switching to this lithium-only platform, we've given ourselves the opportunity to put those electronics in the tools because all of the batteries are one chemistry. So like I said earlier, it gives us a better performing tool and certainly a tool that we can make a lot more compact.
And speaking of performance, there seems to be an effort to get away from torque as a measure of a tool power. You guys are trying to label things under a different set of terms. You call it unit watts out. Now, certainly I, in the technical realm, can understand that, but are you concerned about conveying this message to tradespeople so they understand that unit watts out, or UWO, can convert to power when they're trying to measure performance?
Well, and the reason that we went to the unit watts out is we found that with a torque reading or rating of tools in the industry, you can measure a peak torque or you can measure sustained torque. And obviously, everybody wants to have the highest advertisable torque. So a lot of cases, you have companies advertising their peak torque. The reason that we went to a unit watts out is because it's actually a measure of speed and torque, and we feel that it's the best understanding for users to understand. So when the guy's actually out there driving a lag with his impact driver or drilling a hole with a one-inch spade bit, he really feels that power. And you can have the highest torque rating in the world, but if you're not spinning at the right speeds, you're not going to get the job done fast. And at Porter K, we're really trying to be user-focused and helping these guys get in, get out, get the jobs that they've got done in a timely manner. So that's where we've kind of decided to go to a unit watts out measurement so we can best convey how this tool actually works while doing an application.
Are other manufacturers going the same route in terms of the unit watts out measure?
Well, the DeWalt team has done that as well. As far as seeing it across the board in the industry, we haven't seen it yet. It appears that everybody's continuing to do a torque and a speed rating. Certainly something that we're okay with. We know that we're putting the tools out there for the users. So if the industry wanted to follow suit, we'd certainly be happy to have that. But at this point, they're not.
We're talking to Mike Pfeiffer. He's the Associate Product Manager for Porter Cable. Now, I know that you have a couple of new tools that you came out with under this line, or you're coming out with under this line. So let's talk about them. You have an impact driver and a drill driver, correct?
Absolutely, Tom. Yeah. As everybody knows, your cornerstones of any cordless platform is going to be your drill and the impact driver. You know, drill driver you need for everything from driving screws to drilling big bits. Then when you get into the impact, it's certainly a growing market, and everybody seems to love to pick up their impact now and instead of, you know, a drill if they can because of the compact lightweight. So we've done a great job, got great tools out, some innovative features such as a placement of our bit tip holders, half-inch metal ratcheting chuck on the drills, you know, a new cold-forged steel impact block for the impact driver. A lot of great features out there that the users need and demand on the job site.
Well, it sounds like a terrific platform. Mike Pfeiffer, the Associate Product Manager for Porter Cable, filling us in on the new 20-volt platform that we're going to start seeing these tools come out now in late 2012 and early 2013. For more information, head over to the Porter Cable website at portercable.com, PORTERCABLE.com. Thanks, Mike.
Tom, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Money Pit.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.